You know what? It was a collective effort. I thought, for the most part, offensively, we were able to sustain a lot of drives. Trent, I thought he had a big day in the offensive line, just being able to run in these type conditions. Defensively, I thought we rose to the occasion. There were times where we didn't get off on third down, but, you know, we would come to the sideline, you know, talk about how the Chargers were attacking us. Everybody was in tune the entire ball game, and I think it was one of those days where, you know, things started to fall in place for us on both sides of the ball. And I thought special teams played a great game. I want to single out Batamosi. I mean, he's been a great player for us since the beginning of camp. And what he brings on special teams is tremendous. And it gets us up as defensive players.
Well, these are the kind of games that you guys seem to find a way to lose. That wasn't the case today. Is the tide kind of turning for you guys, do you feel?
It's one game. I mean, one game is good. I'm going to enjoy it right now, but it's a long season. You know, we can go back 2 weeks ago when we won and we go to New England and we don't do anything. So it's all, you know, this young group that we do have, we just got to keep building. We had a great week of practice last week. We harped on it a lot on both sides of the ball. It was crisp. So that doesn't guarantee that you're going to win on Sunday, but it definitely gives you your chances definitely goes up a little bit. But I think that was a great learning curve for us as a team. I think going into this week, we'll have the same mindset and hopefully the same outcome.
Do you feel pressure when you're in a low-scoring game like that?
No, it was the game. This game was a little bit different. It was, you know, we didn't really – it was no time to really think about anything else but, you know, trying to stay warm at times, and then you were back out there. But, you know, San Diego is a great team. I thought defensively we did a great job on the back end. We pressured a little bit this week, today, and we affected Rivers a little bit. So it worked to our benefit.
Just his frustration. Sometimes some of the players in there, you could see that he was like, yelling at his offensive linemen. He seemed very frustrated.
I don't think he was frustrated. I think he's a big communicator. He over-communicates. And, you know, it's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. He wants to make sure guys are in the right spots. But I didn't sense a frustration from him at all.
I mean, given the conditions that many people, fans were there, I mean, you've won two in a row now at home. But rewarding win for the fans, sticking through the